You're listening to the Sunday, Sunday, Sunday podcast brought to you by LifeTeen.com, a reflection on the upcoming Sunday Catholic Mass readings. And now your host, the Bible geek, Mark Hart.
Good to be with you again, my family. Let's take a look at the fifth Sunday in Ordinary Time. Our first reading from Job, chapter 7, verses 1 through 4, then verses 6 and 7. Our responsorial psalm from Psalm 147, verses 1 through 6. Our second reading from 1 Corinthians, chapter 9, verses 16 through 19, and then verses 22 and 23. And our gospel from St. Mark, chapter 1, verses 29 through 39. Got a little allergy kicking here. Allergies. This is real life. This is what it's like. This is the time of year. If you feel as though or sound as though you've swallowed a yak right now like me, you understand what I'm saying. And that's what I love about this week's readings. They're real life. And that isn't to say that most Sundays aren't real life. Of course, they're always rooted in real life. The challenge is about reading through the Word of God, letting God breathe into your life, and finding those places that these timeless scriptures, the timeless Word of God, finds a timely home in your situation, in your circumstances, in your homes and schools and jobs and families. However, this week is one of those weeks where you go through the readings and I really just feel like, maybe it's just me, they really are just calling me to look around and find God in my real life. And this first reading from Job, this is after Job, you know, if you've never read Job before, it starts out pretty bad for the guy, okay? And this is where he's just lying there and all of a sudden he just really has this moment of total clarity and honesty. He's just kind of sitting around and lamenting how bad his life is. And it's almost kind of like the blues, if you ever listened to the blues before. And he says, "Is not man's life on earth a drudgery?" I mean, how often have we said that? It'd be the equivalent of saying, waking up and saying, man, could my life get any worse right now? I mean, could it get any worse? Everything is going wrong. Comparing himself to a slave, to a hired man, he says, if I'm in bed and I say, when shall I rise? The night drags on. I'm filled with restlessness until dawn. You ever have those nights where you just can't sleep? You're uneasy, you're stressed. I mean, not just insomnia, but there's so much going on in your life and you're just so upset that it just seems as though everything is dark. It's just filled with gloom. And it's in this moment, as he ends this little passage, he says, remember that my life is like the wind. I shall not see happiness again. Right now, Job is at his worst. Okay, he's having a really bad time. And how many of us can relate to that? At one point or another in our lives, we're all kind of like Job. And I've always struggled with this because whenever someone's having a really hard time in their faith, I've had people come up to me when I was and they've said, you should read Job. And I'm thinking, what, so I can feel even worse about myself? This is not the kind of book that makes you feel good necessarily until you read it all the way through in the end and you see how faithful God is. But there's a reality here. You know what? Sometimes life is hard. Sometimes days are hard. Sometimes life just stinks, okay? And that doesn't mean that God doesn't love you. It means it's all the more reason for us to call out to him to be with us, to love us, to heal us. And that's why in the psalm we're saying, praise the Lord who heals the brokenhearted. Now, my brothers, my sisters, in this second reading, we're going to hear about what our response should be to our life. And St. Paul says, brothers and sisters, if I preach the gospel, there's no reason for me to boast. It's an obligation that's been given to me, imposed on me. But if I do so willingly, I have recompense. If unwillingly, then I've been entrusted with stewardship. Now, you have to understand, he's looking at this and saying, look, if I want to preach the gospel, if I don't want to preach the gospel, this is what I've been called to do. So when I'm preaching to the weak, I become weak so I can win over the weak. And I do everything I do for the sake of the gospel. As St. Augustine said once, in doing what we ought, we deserve no praise. It's our duty. So St. Paul's pointing out and saying, look, this is, yeah, it's hard. This is real life, okay? But the reality is that this is what I've been called to do, and I'm going to do it. My brothers and my sisters, we're all called to live our lives. Sometimes we have an easy day, sometimes a hard day. You know, we're all called to share the faith. Sometimes that's easy, oftentimes it's hard. But you know what? We don't deserve a lot of praise in doing this. This is what God's called us to do. And we have to understand that no matter what circumstances befall us, whether it's a good day, a bad day, a great year, a terrible year, God is with us. He's not going to abandon us. He comes into our existence and he walks with us and he lifts us up. And this week in the gospel, quite literally, this is going to happen. Simon Peter's mother-in-law, yes, Simon Peter was married, his mother-in-law is sick and Jesus is going to heal her. Now, sometimes when husbands hear this gospel, they wonder if this actually is a sign of Jesus' love or if he's trying to get back at Peter for something when he heals Peter's mother-in-law. Yes, this is a sign of love. Some mothers-in-law, some fathers-in-law are awesome. like mine are, in case you're listening to this. Anyway, Jesus walks into Peter's mother-in-law's house. She's lying in bed sick with a fever. And you might be thinking, she's got a fever. Back then, this could have been something like malaria. This could have been life-threatening. And Jesus grasps her hand and lifts her up. He helps her up. The word that St. Mark uses for lifts her up is the same word he's going to talk about raising up, rising up with the resurrection later on. But if you listen to this, listen to the details of this, okay? The fever left her and she waited on them. Did you catch that? The first thing she did after God healed her was she served him. My brothers and my sisters, is that your response? If you call out to God and he comes into your existence and he lifts you up, he fills you with hope, he heals you, is your first response to serve him or to go and serve yourself? As the story moves on, we're going to be told during the evening after sunset, it's after sunset because you're not allowed to do anything on the Sabbath. So this would have been after the Sabbath sunset. Now everybody's going to come out to meet him. It says the whole town is at the door. We have these amazing details in the story that St. Mark's giving us by St. Peter. As St. Peter's recounting the story to St. Mark, the whole town's gathered at the door after sunset, and all these people are wanting Jesus to heal them. And it's amazing that as this happens, Jesus is giving, healing, responding to everybody's needs. And it's this miraculous situation where he's casting out demons. And what does he do to celebrate this? Okay, after he gets a little bit of sleep, it goes from this miraculous feat to a very common real life situation. He rises before dawn and goes off to a deserted place and he prays. Did you catch that? That's how Jesus starts his day, with prayer. And you might think, well, yeah, of course, he's Jesus. Again, this is a great example of real life situations. When you are having a good day or a bad day, is your response to wake up and start with prayer? When you're having a good day or a bad day, is your response to go to the Lord? When you've gone to the Lord, whether you're having a good day or a bad day, is your response to serve him? And this is so interesting that people are pursuing him, it says in the gospel. And Simon even says, everybody's looking for you. My brothers and my sisters, are you pursuing God? Not just on Sunday for Mass. Are you pursuing God on the boring Tuesday morning, on the random Wednesday, on the mundane Thursday? Are you pursuing God? Are you pursuing Christ and asking him to heal your heart, to heal your soul, to change your life on the Friday night and the Saturday night? Or are you only pursuing yourself? My brothers and my sisters, oftentimes when we're having one of those bad weeks or days, it's because of our own sin or because of our own selfishness. But sometimes it's not. Sometimes that's just life. And in either case, we'd be really smart to take a lesson out of this week's gospel and this week's readings. Pursue God. Because in doing what we ought, we deserve no praise, as St. Augustine says. It's our duty. My brothers and my sisters, he's waiting for you to pursue him, and he's waiting to heal you. We just have to go and find him. May God bless you this week.
This podcast is brought to you by your friends at lifeteen.com.